Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Simen Kuf Mem Beis did Misha Kar V'Tah. The halach, if someone is reading in the Torah and he makes a mistake, or Malkum She'ein Shamish Yodei Likros B'diyuk, and what to do in a place where there isn't someone who knows how to read properly. Seif Aleph, Kara V'Tah, Afilu B'diktuk Ois Achas. If a person is reading in the Torah and he makes a mistake, even in the pronunciation of one letter, machzirin oso, we would make him go back. The Rama adds, v'chein din hachazin hakari, it makes no difference if someone is reading for himself or there's a balkari reading for him. V'davko shinu shemishtana ayedezeh ha'inyin. But it has to be where the mistake is such that it changes the meaning of the word. But if the mistake was only in how to read it with the proper trup or with the proper vowelization, ein machzirin oso, then we wouldn't make him go back for that. But we would scream at him. We would tell him not to do it. And he points down the side. That means this is done something in private, not barabim. Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Aleph Afilu B'Diktuk Ois Achas. Even if the mistake is in the pronunciation of one letter, Gon Shechiser O Hisif Eiz Ois Gadomer. For instance, he left out or he added the letter Kmo Sheyavor LeKamei, as will be explained afterwards. Sifkan Beis Machzirin Oso. So he has to go back. Sheku Eno B'Diktuk. He has to read it properly. This is whether he's still in the pasuk, or whether he finished that section. Even if the oiler made the bracha afterwards, the next aliyah goes back to that pasuk where the mistake occurred. They'll read from that point on to the end of the parasha. And then another three psukim in the subsequent parasha. And it makes no difference if it's the oila or the balkari. If God gimel hachazan akare, call me to say, achshav shehachazan hu akare. Today the balkari reads, nami dina hacha. The halach is the same. Afal pishu einu mevarech al hakriya. Even though he does not make a bracha on the reading, v'la bevracha talim nos. It doesn't depend on the bracha. Now this halacha that if there's a mistake and he has to go back. The Be'er Halacha points out that L'chayra, this Halacha is only on Shabbos. But on a weekday, or Shabbos Mincha, the Halacha is, if you left out a whole Pasuk, you don't go back. So L'chayra, making a mistake in one word, wouldn't require you to go back. Maybe he says this is worse, because you did read it and you read it wrong. Maybe that's worse than leaving the whole thing out. And the anti-bibes of the Tzarachin. The Be'er Halacha also points out that the Mechaber's case of making a mistake on a letter, even B'diktogok's achas, machzirin or so, he says, if you left out a word, even if nothing changed meaning, you certainly have to go back. Kegon, ki ani hechbarati, and he said, ki hechbarati. You left out the word ani. The meaning doesn't change, but you got to go back. If you left out a word, there's no shaila, then it makes no difference if the meaning changes or not. Sifkan doubt. Avam tov v'chul, but he made a mistake, and the mistake was in the trop, or the nikud, and it didn't change the meaning. You don't go back. The same is true if he left out or added a letter in a situation where the added or missing letter doesn't change anything in the meaning. Could go on, for instance, shakar la'aharon haron b'patach below aleph. Instead of saying the word aharon properly, he says Haron without the Aleph. O the Mitzrim, Mitzriim. Or he adds an extra Yud in the word Mitzrim to make it Mitzriim. Or similar to these cases where missing the letter, adding a letter, doesn't really change the meaning. V'nakat negina v'nika, the only reason the Ramah picked on the case of a mistake in the trup or the vowelization, because most of the time, the meaning won't change in those situations. But even if it's a letter and it doesn't change, it wouldn't be the same hadin. Ubenikud nami, when it comes to the vowelization, im erasha ininishtana aideze, if it occurred that it did change meaning, because of the mispronunciation. Kagon Ya'aseh bepatach kara Ye'aseh betseve, or the hepech. It should have said Ya'as, and he said Ye'aseh, or vice versa. O Bachalev bechatach kara Bechelev betseve. Instead of saying Bachalev imo, he says Bechelev imo. You change the word from milk to chelev to fat, O Yoshev to Yoshav. V'chol kiyotzim, is there anything similar to these examples? Sheni mishtan bevadai, where certainly the meaning changes, machzir nosa gam benikud, will make him go back, even for a mistake in the pronunciation. Now, there is a point in the notes that he makes. If his mistake was mila'el mil'ra, so Shmuel Zalman paskin, that even if it changes the meaning, from Lashon Osir to Lashon Avar, ein machzirin osa, we will not make him go back for such an error. And he also brings that if he made a mistake in Shva Noch and Shva Na, he quotes from Sefer Achaim, Achaim Pelagi, that we will not make him go back there either. And if he said the word Lo without the Mapek Hey, of course the Eshav of Muchach, not to go back. So these are distinctions that could even change the understanding of the word. But in these nuances of Mila'el Mirash, Vanosh, Vanoch, the Mapeke, and so on, he says we don't go back for those. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Ubesefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim Hosef Oit. The Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim adds further, to Huadin B'Neginas HaTa'omim K'she'ini Mishtan Dezeh, that even in the trap, sometimes it changes the meaning. K'gon She'kara Mishareis B'mokam Mafsik. If he read with the trop of Mishores in place of Mafsik, Machzirin Oso, we make him go back. The notes explain that in the various trops that we have, there are those that are called Mishorsim and those that are called Mafsikim. The Mishores are those that show that the words are connected and the next word follows the word you just read, and the Mafsik means there's a separation between the two, and it goes through all the notes that we have, and they either fall into one of these two categories. So even if you make a mistake in the trop, but the mistake is between Mishores and Mafsik, you'd go back. Udelo kamosha Oim Ha'amon, and not like the way most people say Shem Karas Hashem, that if you said Hashem's name, Ein Machzir Metah, but again, you don't have to go back. If the mistake was in the trop, you wouldn't have to go back. So how do you go back? How do you go back if you mention Hashem's name? So the notes on the side quote the Tshuvas Itz Eliezer, that if he didn't realize his mistake until after he said Hashem's name, the meaning is to finish the pasuk and go back, read the pasuk from the beginning. But if in the hemshech of the pasuk there's another Shem Hashem, just stop where you are and go back to the beginning. Sif katan hey, ein machzir no so. If the meaning doesn't change, we don't make him go back. Haynu bein b'chaz nakari ubein or. It makes no difference if it's the baal kari or the person who gets the aliyah reads himself. We don't make him go back. Sifkan vav bo, but we do scream at him. We tell him that's not the way to lane. You gotta fix it up. The kasa b'tshuvas ma'amintz. Tshuvas ma'amintz writes, hachaz and serch lachsim etchila hasidra. The balkari has to review the parasha in advance. Shtei shagur b'fiv. It should be practiced in his mouth. Kol hadiktukim b'misogin. All the particulars, the accents, le'el u'milra, yamin u'smol. I suspect yamin u'smol refers to shin sin. That he should get his shins and sins accurate. He should read patiently, not hurried. We don't want he should chas v'sham swallow a letter or a word. And Eliyahu brings this maharimitz. Se'if beis, the yishuv, a community, she'yesh a minyan, that has a minyan, you don't have anyone there who knows how to read in the Torah properly with the trop and the correct pronunciation. Nonetheless, they should read from the Torah with the bracha kehalocha. And then have after in the Navi, I'm Samach Reish Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Look nearby in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Zayin Yeku B'Torah B'Vracha. Even though they don't have a Balkari who can do a good job, we still will read with brachas. But Li Nikan HaTamim, Mishnah Berurah says they're not going to do the trop. They don't know the trop. Umash Mamikam Achronim. It's implied from several Achronim. Dafilum Ein Shamish De'Klal. even if someone doesn't know anything at all. Ubavada yitu, he'll certainly make mistakes. Gambakama to uyosha in the mishtaradeze. And many of those mistakes he's going to make will change the meaning. Afilu hachi hitiru lehem likos ubevracha, still they allow him to read with a bracha. Kadesh lo tisbatel hakriya legami, to prevent the bittul of the kriya. They won't lane at all. So better than not to lane at all, they'll let him lane. Vapichodesh chorlik beze. Pichodesh disagrees. Because if he writes, the kivan sheyitu b'tu'uyish mishtana in, he's gonna make mistakes that change the meaning. Kamo shevmalkam chaylev korachalov, omi zecher the zocher. He'll make mistakes like chaylev and cholov and zecher and zocher. Vein shav yodesh yuchal lahachzer kirbi to his son. There's no one who knows enough to correct him. Pshita she'ein levarachim b'torah. Certainly you cannot make a brach on these aliyahs. Vein maftim b'novi, you're not gonna maftim b'novi. Vein pifim yigodim shegam hu mitzadikin. If you look at Pima Gadim, he's also inclined to say like that. The diet of the Ishlikos for bracha, his opinion is to lay without a bracha. So the Machaber says it's not a problem, but the Achronim are very troubled. How do you let him lay in that scenario? So they give the question of whether or not you can have a Baal Kore who is not prepared, doesn't know what to do. He'll look in the Chumash and look at two words, look in the Torah, back and forth, word by word, pasuk by pasuk. And the person say, no, he can't do that. He can't do it because he'll end up reading the words Baal Peh. Eventually he's going to start reading it without waiting until he sees the word in the Sefer Torah. So we don't allow that. We have a different answer. Sifkan ches kehil chasa. He should make a bracha kehil chasa. Vem yesha mishi yad yakal parom likos hata'am et torah chomesh. If there's someone in the shul who does know how to read from a chumash with the proper trup and pronunciation, the one who knows how to read from the chumash should read for the one who's reading from the Sefer Torah, and he'll prompt him to read the words from the Torah with the proper vowelization and trup. But the one who's reading from the chumash cannot read aloud, only loud enough for the one reading from the Sefer Torah to hear him, because people have to hear the Baal Kore from the Sefer Torah. So he's going to have to whisper to prompt to the Baal Kore, and the Baal Kore will be able to read from the Sefer Torah based on his prompting. That's for sure good etza. But for him to be looking in the Chumash and back and forth, that's not going to work in the end. It'll end up he'll be reading Baal Peh.